They started out to build a low dam, and then they convinced Roosevelt that it would be better to build a high dam, and they had to go back and redo some of the foundation and enlarge it in order to make the dam that's there now. Somebody had great wisdom to see that this whole project could exist. The dam, the irrigation, the flood control, the power generation, the recreation, all, it'd take a mastermind because that thing goes down there 100 miles. To me, it's still just magic to look at it.
The Columbia Basin project is a real success in terms of what it has done for agriculture, but it has been a multiple purpose program that has done many things for many people that were never contemplated originally. I look on it as a milepost of what small town folks can dream and do. It has transformed the Northwest by virtue of having power available all over the Pacific Northwest at the same price for everybody, and secondly, having it available for helping to support the irrigation, because the Grand Coulee Dam has helped build the Great Columbia Project. There wasn't anything out there before the dam. There's probably 60 different crops being grown in the Columbia Basin now. It's a tremendous story.
If Roosevelt never done another thing, he was a great man for Grand Coulee Dam. And he saved the West as far as employment was concerned, because, boy, things were pretty dim. You talk about water. We didn't have water in the house till we left here in 1936. Or electricity, either one. You know, there's a 500,000 acres down there that could be irrigated yet, if they had, was a need for it. What it did for this country, this country wasn't worth the tinker's dam till they put that dam in there. That's what it amounted to, you know. Starvation stock country is all it was.